Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And we've been going through the book of Malachi, doing a little study through the book of Malachi, bringing out a few things of how the people were looking at themselves and how they saw themselves, and then what God saw, how God saw them. And today I wanted to read just a couple of verses out of chapter 3, starting with verse 13. Your words have been stout against me, says the Lord, yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, this is the Lord speaking, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept the ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. So these were some words that they had said. And God, just as we looked at yesterday, how they robbed God of their money, God is a good accountant. He keeps track of things, and he also hears the words that we say, even if it's just in our own hearts and our thoughts. God hears these things. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. And we can't hide anything from him. And God saw them one way as their words being stout against him. And they said, wherein have we spoken against thee? And they didn't see themselves. And we've been looking at these kind of statements the last few days in the book of Malachi. Well, I wrote to a friend of mine back in May when I was doing my study through the book of Malachi. And I wrote these words. I said, I just finished the book of Malachi. I took note of the seven questions the Lord says the people are asking. And here I just had three or four of them. But here are some of the questions. Wherein hast thou loved us? Wherein have we despised thy name? Wherein have we wearied him? Wherein have we robbed thee? And then, like I said, or what we read here today is, what have we spoken so much against thee? And then back to my writing here, I wrote to my friend, and I said, it seems that the Lord was trying to get the people to see their sin, and they refused to see it. I think the same problem exists today. Well, this is what my friend wrote back to me. He says, concerning those chapters in Malachi, I believe they are very pertinent for the church today. Not just our own churches, but the church of Jesus, the church of Jesus as a whole. And one verse has always stood out to me as he declares all of these verdicts against them. And it's Malachi chapter 1, verse 10. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. He goes on and he says, another translation reads like this, which I feel best represents the heart of God from my study of the verses. One among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. That's the end of the quote. God is not, this is what my friend continues to write here. He says, God is not looking for someone to rescue the thing or to come up with a plan, but someone who will in brokenness acknowledge their state and shut the doors lest they offer any more unpleasing offerings. Who would refuse to go on with the order of worship as routine and business as usual, but would say, we are done. We must stop what we are doing and pray and fast and break our hearts before the Lord so that his blessing can return in fullness. And only then we will reopen the doors. Lord Jesus, give us men like this in our day. Well, that's the end of the quote there. And what he's saying there is that we shouldn't just go on as religious people going on and just continuing doing our religious things when we're not having the blessing of God. We're not having the presence of God there. We should, he says here that we should pray and fast and break our hearts before the Lord, that we shouldn't just go on in some routine. We should shut the doors, like it says there in Malachi chapter 1, verse 10. Well, I wanted to read here in Revelation. This is a very familiar passage, I think, to all of us, but I think it really hits the nail on the head, so to speak, for us in our day, and the letters that Jesus wrote to the church, and the seven churches in Revelation. And this is the last one, the church of the Laodicean, and it's right after the place where he says that he would rather have us be hot or cold, because lukewarm he will spew out of his mouth. Verse 17 says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked." So here the people in the church of Laodicea, they felt like they were spiritually okay. They thought that their spiritual health, their spiritual condition was good. They said, "I am rich, I'm increased with goods, and have need of nothing." But here's the way God saw them. He saw them as wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And then he goes on in verse 18, he says, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." So here, God says, Jesus, the Lord Jesus, says that he would counsel them to buy gold tried in the fire, buy it of him, and that they would be rich, and that they would have white raiment. His heart is for us to be right with him, to be right with his Father, to be right with God, the Trinity, and that we would repent. It says here, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." And then he goes on in verse 20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." It's all a personal choice that each one of us, it's not our church that we go to, it's not, you know, the nation in which we live, but it's individually. He says, "I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." And that's such a beautiful passage there, that God's heart is for us to repent, that he would give us gold, and he would clothe us, and he would cover our nakedness, and he would that our eyes could be anointed with the eye salve that he has. So that's God's heart, and I want to leave us on a positive note. This is the message of redemption, the message of the gospel, the message of God's love and grace, that he is for us and not against us. He says that we, as many as he loves, he rebukes. And as we've been looking at the book of Malachi and we've been seeing these things, and hopefully we've been examining ourselves and seeing whether we are in the faith, like we talked about yesterday. And I want to go back to the book of Malachi, and I want to read a few verses here. In chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another." Do you fear the Lord? Are you speaking often one to another about the goodness of God, about the Lord? "And the Lord hearkened." See, the Lord heard them speaking one to another. They feared the Lord, and they were praising him and speaking one to another. And he heard it, just as he hears the complaints and the grumblings of our heart. He also hears when we are sincere and when we love him. It says that they spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. You fear the Lord. You think upon his name. Well, there's a book of remembrance to all those, for all those that do. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. That's quite the promise that God says that he will spare us if we are his. And they shall be mine, it says the Lord, in that day when I make up my jewels. He's coming for his bride. He's coming for a precious bride that would be pure and holy before him. And he says, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. God knows each one individually, personally. He knows you very well, and he wants you to serve him. Chapter 4, verse 2, it says, But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. So that's God's heart. His heart is for us. He's not against us. All who he loves, he rebukes. But when he does rebuke, when he does convict, when he does speak to our hearts, he wants us to repent and turn to him, and not to make excuses, not to think of ourselves that our spiritual condition is great when it's not great. He wants us to be he wants us to turn to him and fear him and love him with all of our heart. So that's where I'll end for today, and also for this series. Lord willing, there'll be another brother sharing tomorrow and the next week for the next week. But God bless you. Thank you for listening. And I do pray that you would examine your own hearts. I pray that you would be serving the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving him above everything else. Well, God bless you.